Hello and welcome everybody again to my Tuesday conference call. Ted Keyes, your host, calling you from sunny Pasadena, California today. Today our topic is for this month's or this week's conference call is five indicators your prospect does not care for you. Five indicators your prospect does not care for you. As I do every call, I send out a number of announcements via email. Go to that email, and we're going to go over the attachments down at the bottom of the email before I get into my topic. However, I'm going to draw your attention, as I usually do on every call, to that first email, or not email, but that first attachment. Just a real quick glance over our Green Meadows Productions leaderboard. For those of you, I'll say it again, that are an active agent with our office, one of your main goals is to have your name appear on this leaderboard that you can see right now. Basically, this is a stepping stone. Wherever you start, just make sure you start and allow your name to climb up this board in any of those categories that you see there. It's just an indication that you're moving forward and you're moving forward with progress. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and X out of there, and let's go ahead and get into the topic of our call today. Now, my topic again is five indicators your prospect doesn't care for you. Five indicators that your prospect doesn't care for you. Now, if you think or you thought that everybody is supposed to like you in this industry or in life in general, well, believe it or not, not everybody is going to care for you, and it's no different in our profession. Why don't they care for you? I don't know. Everybody's different. But in order to get a little more in-depth here, let's go ahead and open up that second attachment. And I will go over five indicators that your prospect doesn't care for you. Now, any buying decision is part emotional and part logic. I mean, of course, prospects are interested in return on investment and price and implementation, but ultimately, they want to know how your freight service will assist them. That's what they really are looking for. How it'll make their jobs and lives easier, and how it will earn them professional kudos with the higher-ups in their company. Now, this isn't to say that you have to become their best friend. No. You don't require your prospects to like you so much they're inviting you to their vacation homes for the weekend, but you must establish a baseline level of mutual respect and trust with your prospects. But once you lose trust, you lose your ability to move their freight. Your prospects will question in your motivations and everything you say, and it's very hard to repair broken trust. Any of the five behaviors that I'm going to talk about should perk up your ears, and they just might be signs that your relationship with your prospect is going nowhere fast. I will say this from experience. I have lost customers in the past, and yes, to gain their trust back takes a while. It takes a long time, sometimes a few months, sometimes 6 months, a year, sometimes never. They will basically tell you that they just have no more requirement for your freight service anymore. But what are these five indicators? Well, the first one you'll notice is during conversations with them that they will cut you off. They'll cut you off. If your prospect interrupts you over and over again, examine the context to figure out why. Are they just excited or are they disgruntled? Now, prospects who consistently say things like, no, that's not right, or actually that's not what I meant, the reason why they do this is because they're not feeling heard. Have you been working off an incorrect assumption, or are you just misunderstanding their questions? Take a step back and ask your prospect to review what you've discussed so far to make sure you're back on the same page, then return to the conversation realigned. If somebody's cutting you off, there's a reason for it. Are you interrupting them? Are you talking over them? Are you talking loud? There is a reason for it. Ask yourself, why are they cutting you off? Better yet, to be even more specific, ask them, gee, I'm curious, why did you just cut me off there? Hey, no better answer than getting it from the source themselves. So the first indicator is during a conversation, they cut you off. Here's a second indicator why a prospect doesn't care for you, and that is when they're impatient with you. They're impatient with you. And impatience can manifest itself in many different ways, i.e., or for example, eye rolling, which you're not going to see over the phone, but you can hear sighing. You can't really see watch checking. But these are just a few examples of impatience. Now, if your prospect is doing something that suggests they'd rather do something else but participate in a conversation with you, then get their commitment to continue or reschedule for a better time. It's also a possibility that you're moving too slowly with them. Sometimes you got to kick it up a notch. At the beginning of each call, outline what you'd like to discuss so you can make sure your agenda is actually useful for your prospect. If you're going into a call, don't just go into a call with nothing to say. You better go in there having something of value or something of value to share with them. Don't be afraid to change your approach, keeping calls productive and harmonious. Here's a third indicator of why a prospect may not care for you, and that is they're unwilling to share information with you. Let me say it again, they're unwilling to share information with you. Here's an example of how a prospect won't share information with us. They won't tell us the price of their load. Well, of course they won't tell us the price because they're seeing what our price is. But you'll see if somebody does like you after a while, they'll tell you what that price is because they like you and they want to keep you around. That's just an indication. But in general, throughout a sales process, you'll be called upon to provide a lot of information on your end. I.e., what your service is, what your service does. We know what our freight service is. We know what it does, how much it costs. Again, that's based on the different lanes, how long it takes to implement, and a myriad of other factors your prospect requires to consider before they say yes or no to you. In our profession, it's typically to start off price. Can you get the price they're asking? And can you provide the truck to do the load at the price you're actually quoting them? Those are the first two factors that any prospect will look at when they're attempting to bring you into their realm. Your prospects have to give a little as well. Remember that. They have to give a little bit as well. You can't suggest an optimal solution to their challenges unless you fully understand them. And often that'll require asking for internal numbers or progress on certain metrics that aren't public knowledge. Now, again, for us, stuff like that comes along down the line. But initially, we get in there on price, and then we back up our price by actually providing a truck to move their freight. Now, it's a huge red flag. If your prospect refuses to share any information with you, it means they don't see you as a trusted advisor. Now, why is that? Well, a number of different reasons. Whether you haven't established enough value to justify seeing internal numbers, or haven't shared enough of your own resources to make your prospects feel they're in a reciprocal relationship, get to the bottom of why they don't trust you. Then fix it. So number three, they're unwilling to share information with you. Number four, here's number four, they skip pleasantries and jump right into their agenda. Now, I'm like this. I love to skip pleasantries. I really have no use for them Of course, on the flip side, when I'm calling on a prospect, I have to exchange pleasantries. But boy, if I had it my way, I'd skip them every time and get into the agenda. Why? Because I'm a go-getter. My personality is a lion. I will skip pleasantries all the time. But you have to be aware when that happens. Not everyone, like me, enjoys small talk. In fact, depending on your prospect's personality type, like mine, they might hate it. And if your prospect doesn't even respond to your hi, how are you today, you're dealing with someone who isn't that excited to have you on the other side of the table. Let me give you an example. I have a customer, and she is a lion just like me. I called her the other day to say, I've got a truck, where I basically got on the phone. She answered. The first thing out of her mouth was, Ted, what do you want? Ted, what do you want? I mean, that came right out of her mouth. That told me immediately that she is past pleasantries. I just got to the point. I told her why I was calling. I said, I've got a truck for you today. Do you want it? And she said, absolutely. And believe it or not, the load picked up today. We'll deliver tomorrow. But moving on here, on the bright side, they're still talking to you. Remember, they're still talking to you. They possibly have a need you can solve, and you've established enough value to keep them hooked. But you got to remember, when people skip pleasantries and jump right into the agenda, you got to jump right into it with them. So don't worry about this too much. Unless your prospect's behavior borders on incivility, there's no reason why they won't use your freight service if they have a real requirement for it. So number four, they skip pleasantries and jump right into the agenda. Number five, fifth indicator why your prospect may not care for you is, and this is pretty obvious, they ask to work with someone else. Let me say that again. They actually go around you and they ask to work with someone else. Your prospect has a pressing need, but halfway through the sales, for example, process decides they dislike you so much that they can't continue. Now, the downside is potential lost commission and the knowledge that your prospect is far from your biggest fan, but in the grand scheme of things, it could be much worse. The deal could be dead altogether. Find a fellow freight agent you think would get better with your point of contact and hand the deal off. Now, this is what I do every time a freight agent leaves. Every time a freight agent leaves, they leave a number of customers behind. That's why, for you folks that have been with me a while, I give you these customers. Now, I don't just do this willy-nilly. I actually put thought into it. I basically think, what agent would this individual be good for? And this is the same thing when it comes to find a fellow freight agent if you think that you're not going to get anywhere with this prospect. You can rest easy knowing that the sale's in good hands and refocus yourself on spending time with prospects that you click better with. Now, here's one thing to remember. None of these five behaviors are guaranteed to sink your deal, all right? It's guaranteed to sink your deal in connecting or building a relationship with your prospects. In fact, some of them they're just early indicators of mistakes that you can easily correct. As long as you keep a close eye out for troubling behaviors, as you should in any situation, and fix your missteps, your relationships with your prospects will stay productive and, in the end, lucrative. Let me just say one more time the five indicators that your prospect doesn't care for you. Again, don't dwell on these. You'll figure out easy enough whether someone doesn't like it or like you or not. But the first is they cut you off. The second is they're impatient with you. The third is they're unwilling to share information. Number four, they skip pleasantries and jump right into the agenda, if you even get that far with them. And number five, they ask to work with someone else. If you come across any of these indicators, you know you've got some work to do to continue building a relationship or actually restore a relationship. Obviously, something is going on or something went on that has gotten you to this point. Anyway, a great topic, a topic that's got to be talked about. Nonetheless, five indicators your prospect doesn't care for you. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and X out of that document and open up our third document here, go over our points here on when we're calling. The first point is this, and this will assist you in developing that strong relationship with your prospects, and that is remember when you're calling your prospects and customers to treat everyone you talk to, every single person you talk to, treat them as the most important person in the company. Obviously, your goal is to talk to the shipping decision makers, but whoever you speak to in the company, treat them as they're the most important person. Why? Because they just might be. And this is a great way to start off a strong business relationship with your prospects. So treat everyone you talk to as the most important person in the company. They just might be. Okay, I'm going to X out of that one and open up this fourth attachment here. Open up this fourth attachment. And that is, we're going to talk a little bit about leaving voice messages, another way to establish or start a strong business relationship with an impending prospect. The first one is this: remember when you're calling your prospects and customers to prepare your voicemail message before you call. Prepare your voicemail message before you call. Be prepared that you're going to end up leaving a voicemail, just like you prepare with your opening questions. Now, I do talk about voicemail messages in one of my documents in the Freight Sales Success Guide. I tell you exactly what to say. But on a grander scheme here, when you're calling for the first time, second time, third time, prepare your voicemail message before you pick up the phone, just like you prepare with your opening questions. You will sound much more professional in the end. I'm going to X out of that one and open up my fifth attachment here. My fifth attachment here reads, again, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that when leaving voicemails, speak more slowly than you would in person. Again, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that when leaving a voicemail, to speak more slowly than you would in person. Why? Because you have to make sure that whatever you're saying, your prospect hears and understands exactly what you're saying. So just tone it down a notch, speak a little slower than you normally would in person. I'm going to go ahead and X out of that one and open up our sixth attachment here for this topic. And that is, again, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that when leaving a voicemail, always insert something of value. When leaving a voicemail, always insert something of value. You may ask, what is that? Well, when I leave a voice message, the value that I leave is I talk, I don't necessarily talk slowly, but I talk clearly. And as I've said on past calls, I act as if I already know them. I don't and well my way through the conversation. I speak quickly, I speak clearly, and I get to the point. So when leaving a voicemail, always insert something of value. That's the value that I leave. What is the value? It's that I sound like I am professional, that I've done this before, and I sound like I know them. Now, you can insert whatever you'd like. You could say something like, hey, I'm calling you to save money on your freight costs. I'm calling you to provide the best freight service out there. But whatever it is, always insert something of value. Typically, when you do that, that's going to leave an impression in your prospects and customers' mind. So when leaving a voicemail, always insert something of value. Hold for a second. I'm going to go ahead and X out of there and open up our last attachment. My last attachment is called my Bible Insight. For those of you that don't know, haven't heard me before, or you have heard me, I am a strong believer in the Bible and what it has to say. My topic for today is godly freight agents are courageous. Godly freight agents are courageous. How would you like to feel courageous every day you pick up that phone? Well, you can be by being a godly freight agent and being courageous. Now, what do I base this on? I base this on the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 20, and that reads, "Be strong and courageous and do the work. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, your God, is with you. He won't leave you or forsake you." Now, what does this verse mean? Well, here's what it means. Christians have every reason to live and to lead courageously. After all, the ultimate battle has already been won on the cross at Calvary. But even dedicated believers may find their courage tested by the inevitable disappointments and fears that visit the lives of believers and non-believers alike. Nobody is exempt from trials and tribulations in your life. That is a guarantee. Now, when you find yourself worried about the challenges of today or the uncertainties of tomorrow, ask yourself whether or not you're ready to place your concerns and your life in God's all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving hands. If the answer to that question is yes, as it should be, then you can draw courage today from the source of strength that never fails, and that is your Heavenly Father. Now, here's my application to what I just said. And this is a quote that I've taken from Patrick Henry. Basically, Patrick Henry states this: "We're not weak if we make proper use of those means which the God of nature has placed in our power. The battle serves not to the strong alone, it is to the vigilant, the active, and the brave." One of the best quotes, another best quote that I could quote you is down below on this document. This is a quote by Beth Moore. Basically, Beth states this. She could not state this in a better way. "If a person fears God, he or she has no reason to fear anything else." Let me say that again. If a person fears God, he or she has no reason to fear anything else. Now, on the other hand, if a person does not fear God, then fear becomes a way of life. How do you know that you're fearful? Well, here's an example. You always want to know what's going on in the news. You listen to news shows. You read the paper daily. That is a sign of somebody that is fearful. I don't care for the news. I don't watch the news. I don't read the news. Why? Because I have nothing to fear. I don't care about what's going on in the world. Here's one reason why. Because every single day it changes. It changes from one story to the next to the next. It's never ending. Why even get yourself bogged down in all that stuff? Okay, so great topic for today. Godly freight agents are courageous. Now, and if any of you folks that are listening to this podcast or on the line with me today, if you have that desire to move forward and become a successful freight sales agent, the number to call, which is my number, Ted Keys, at the number to call is 626-309-9141. If you have any questions about the topic that I just went over today or the myriad of topics that I went over today, go ahead and call that same number, 626-309-9141. If you have any questions involving our top-of-the-line freight system that we utilize to actually move our freight and provide the service, then my wife Maria is the one to call at the same number, 626-309-9141. Great topic today. Remember, not everyone is going to like you in life. When they don't, especially when it's building a relationship with a potential prospect, find out why it is and make those corrections. Other than that, take care. God bless. Have a great week and move a lot of freight. Thank you for joining me today on my Tuesday conference call. Bye-bye.